Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
So you think you can tell heaven from hell.
Such a sad episode.
Yeah,
it is a sad episode.
Blue skies from pain.
Moment of silence.
Oh. Okay. Can you tell a green field?
Hi, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Can I start?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, we're coming back after our season's break. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is The Originals. My name is Donald Romain. I'm here with Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
You can get me on Instagram or on Twitter at Tigris Hobbs or Donald Romain. If you want to join us on YouTube with the live chat, make sure there's a lot of people in there so you can communicate with us. Before we get started, make sure we want you guys to know that the Vampire Diaries after show will be airing tomorrow in case you were wondering where it was. And also make sure you subscribe to us, give us 5 stars, like us, do everything you can, put the hashtag up. And breaking news before we start this podcast.
Do I know what it is?
Yeah, yeah. Shh.
Oh.
Something very serious happened. And we have a message from one of our fellow... Yes, we're talking about Haley Jackson.
Well, first we have to introduce Katie.
Oh. Oh my God. Well, she's so silent that I forgot that she was here. I thought we had to do the serious minute before breaking news. Katie's not here with us, but she is on the line. She's going to be joining us for the after show. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie, I am so freaking excited. You're 3 hours later. You stayed up to talk to us. You're rocking it, girl. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. I'm so excited to talk about this episode.
We need your positive energy because Donald and I were on one tonight. Like,
we were on one.
We're having some issues.
We were, and we need you. We need Tiana because all the people that are advocating for the characters that were on the edge tonight, me and Roxy were like, push them right over. So we needed you guys, and we're glad that you're here with us. And talking about characters that had some shocking things happen, Haley and Jackson went through some... very, very, very life-changing scenes. And this is where the breaking news comes in.
Oh, so this is a breaking news message from Tiana Hobson. Okay, I've got to do my
best. Very serious.
She says, I am deeply saddened and heartbroken by the loss of my beloved Jackson. True to form, he went out fighting and pledging his undying love for Haley. I truly hope Haley lives up to her word to make all them bitches pay, and that she will feel the responsibility to really step up with the pack if any of them are still around. Thank you to those who have reached out and offered their condolences. It means so much during this very difficult time.
Oh my God, my mouth is dropped.
Thank you to Tiana.
Yes, thank you, Tiana, for that. And that's... Honestly, I think that it was pretty sad, but before we go there, let's just talk about the scene. How did it make you feel?
You know, I think this is a something behind the scenes kind of thing, because I don't understand why they decided to kill him off at this moment. Maybe he booked something else. I don't know, but I'm baffled. I feel like people are starting to get on his team. People are finally getting behind this relationship. Of course, there are the Katies out there that are so in love with Halijah that we would need to kill Jackson because Haley can't just leave Jackson. Yeah. But I feel like this was too soon. It was going to happen eventually, but I think this was too soon.
Do you agree with that, Katie?
What I said today out loud. I said, you know, there's no way I believe that Halijah is going to happen one day, but there's no way I'd be happy with her just leaving Jackson because Jackson loves her so much. So he had to be killed. And it's so sad because I didn't want to see it at the same time. You know, I love the Elijah thing, but I see the love that Jackson and Haley have, you know, but and I definitely cried when he died. I screamed and I cried. And I feel like they did it in this episode though, because we were like, oh my God, is Cammy going to live? Is she not going to live? You know? So they were making us all wonder about her. And then they just like pull the rug out from under us about Jackson.
Wait, Katie, I think you're going to take this one really, because you're the lover of love and you're such a good person. We're getting some rumors in the chat right now. Price Wright says he was drunk on set. Julie fired him, Roxy. Emma Frost 45 says there was rumors that he showed up drunk and hungover. I'm telling you. Yeah, Kiel confirms that he kept showing up drunk, so they fired the actor. The least surprised.
I don't know anything about him personally, to be honest, so I don't know whether I'm surprised or not. I think from a character standpoint.
Were you here when we interviewed him?
No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here when you guys interviewed him. But from a character standpoint, I have to agree with you. There had to have been something going on behind the scenes. So whether it was because he was fired or drunk or not, it was shocking for the character to be killed off, like you said, all of a sudden.
Well, that's why I'm not surprised that he was drunk on set. It has nothing to do with who he is as a person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that because they killed him so suddenly, I didn't feel like it was because it benefited the story the most.
Oh, no, I'm saying totally what you're saying. Yeah. It definitely makes sense. It was sad for me
because...
I feel
like it makes sense to the story.
Oh, you think it makes sense for the story?
This early?
Just because we were wondering what was going to happen with Cammy, so we didn't expect somebody else to die. So it's one of those, like, oh my God, that was a crazy episode, because we did not expect that at all.
Ooh, really interesting in the chat from Valencia. She said, I envisioned Jackson leaping in front of her and sacrificing himself for her by choice, not by having someone actually rip his heart out. That's interesting. That would be a really poignant way for him to die.
It would live up to his character, but I really think that we got all of that out of the last speech that he gave Haley. I thought it was really touching because he knew he was going to die anyways with the amount of wolfbane that was being pumped into his veins. Mm. Haley can handle it, and he couldn't, and he knew it, and he was bleeding out. And when he told Haley, like, I loved you from the first moment, like, you broke me, and I haven't been the same since. Like, it really, I guess it touched me, because it was the first time I actually felt for Jackson, and I wanted them to be together, because I thought his love for her was real.
I think that his death deserved its own episode, and it was so clouded by Cammy's potential death that I don't think he got what he deserved. Like, I think he should have died at the end of an episode after this gut-wrenching long drawn out hour where we were like, oh my God, and he saves Haley somehow and he dies heroically.
I can agree with that. It would have been nice if they would have given him more attention and given, because he deserves it. The character deserved it.
We didn't even have time to mourn him.
No, because there's so much action. Well, it was nice because there have been a lot of episodes where nothing is happening, and in this episode, the timeline just progressed extremely. A lot of things happened. Mm. So, okay, well, we lost Jackson and that was sad. But we've got to get over it.
Thank gosh Tiana's not here, because
I know,
we would spend
be
an
sad.
Hour.
More.
Although I actually am sad, because you know.
I am sad. Well, you know, when Tiana comes back in, I'm sure we'll touch base on Jackson when we talk about how Haley's doing. But I guess on to characters that are still alive in the show. Vincent and Tristan. What did you think about, Katie, about Vincent helping Tristan now? How did that make you feel?
I understand why he was helping him. He was helping him out of fear. You know, he didn't want Finn to go back into his body. But, I mean, Tristan is just annoying me. And I'm so glad what happened to him later on in the episode. He needed to be gone.
I agree. Well, we'll talk about Tristan. When we get over to what Tristan's fate in the war, I'll tell you how I felt. Because I told Roxy we didn't share the same opinion. But when it came to Vincent helping out Tristan, I was a little sad, because Vincent's always been such a moral stand-up character, and he was so adamant about Davina not bending and about being and setting example, and he bent so easily.
He had legitimately no choice, because otherwise they would have put Finn in his body, and it would have been worse for the world if Finn was in that body than Vincent doing something bad.
But no one could have, there would have been no region to activate the thing anymore if they would have put Finn in his body.
Well, what's happening with Vincent too, I think, is he's just getting tight. He removed himself from this whole world for so long, and he's like, I'm not doing magic anymore, because he's scared of what he could do with magic. And I think he has a dark side to him, and I really think each episode we're getting a little closer to that, and he's just gonna break, and he's gonna be a crazy regent for the witches. I think we're gonna see more of his dark side we just get a little bit of it every single episode, and he's just breaking so easily, and he's letting these things affect him. I don't know.
I think you're right, but Vincent, it would be such a powerful character to have him as a powerful regent and to be in charge of the witches. And, you know, I'm disappointed in him, but also at the same time, I can understand and see the point of view as to why he would have to help out Tristan, because you're like, right, he had no choice.
I'm so bummed that we didn't see Davina yet again.
You're right. What is going on with that?
She's sitting in some bar somewhere. I don't mean the actress. So I mean the character.
The character.
She's sulking somewhere because she's lost her people.
I think that's the thing. There's so many juicy storylines, and there's so many things going on that we're missing out on some of our favorite characters that we've kind of grown close to over the season.
Right. I'm such a hypocrite right now because on one hand, I'm like, they should have just focused on Jackson's death. And on the other hand, I'm like, where's Davina?
Where's Davina? Oh, hashtag, where's Davina?
Yeah.
Well, there's so many characters. We just don't... They come and they go. We see them. We don't see them. So then...
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with the way Vincent handled escaping... You know, the Strix, even though he's really powerful, so it shouldn't be surprising. So he's on the side of the originals now. So before we jump over to the war with the Strix and the OGs, we have the whole episode opens on Cammy with her throat slit. Klaus is having flashbacks between their conversations.
That was amazing editing, by the way.
Oh, yes.
The flashbacks and then him screaming and throwing stuff. I loved watching that.
Yeah, well, I really felt like it gave us an insight to just... Like, Klaus' realization that death actually meant to something to him now.
Yeah, that's true. But it didn't matter because she was alive as a vampire. I saw this coming from a million miles away. I'm so annoyed by this storyline. I'm so annoyed. I can't even...
Why?
I can't hide it. Katie, I need you to help me, like, try to like it because I cannot hide how frustrated I am.
So what makes you like it?
I am obsessed with it.
Why are you obsessed with it?
I love the two of them. I love Klaus and Cammy. I feel like I've seen the chemistry from the beginning. But I'm a little worried about her becoming a vampire, but she needed to become a vampire. This whole time I was kind of annoyed with her about wanting to die. It was frustrating me. I'm like, you can't. There's no reason for you. I think it'd be fun to be a vampire.
Oh, I think it would be fun to be a vampire, too. I would have jumped at the choice, but the only thing worse than a Cammy is a self-righteous vampire Cammy.
Let me talk about all the reasons that this is frustrating.
Okay, let's listen. Yeah.
Number one, is it heaven or hell? It's heaven.
It's heaven. It's heaven.
It's heaven.
I agree. It's that's, heaven.
That's,
I agree.
Like, plain and simple, that's the answer. Number two, is this not the Caroline storyline from Vampire Diaries?
Oh.
All over again, where Caroline is this goody, oh my god, I would never become, and then she becomes a vampire, and she like goes crazy and is like all sexy and trying to do the vampire thing. So that's frustrating. Number three, I would have had so much respect for Cammy if she died. If
oh,
she
yeah.
was like this person who was like, I'm not gonna feed, I'm not gonna feed, listen to me, I'm not gonna feed. But then she changes her mind. Such a lame thing to do. Also, I think her chemistry with Klaus is off. I think that it's just off. It doesn't sit right for me. So to me, this is a bad Claroline version drink. Like, it just isn't working. It's not working for me. I'm so frustrated.
Okay, I have to touch on some of those points because I kind of agree. And Katie, I have to say that there are some of me that agrees with you. But for the most part, I have to agree with Roxy because I don't like Cammy's chemistry with Klaus anyways, but I really didn't like the chemistry of her being a vampire with Klaus. I wanted her to stick it out, and I wanted her to die. And I think that's what makes good decision is good television are the hard decisions that hurt. And her deciding to die is a hard decision that hurts. And it would have made a really, really good television. And I would have liked to have seen her die.
Well, I couldn't take, like, as a serious Camille fan, I could not take that right now. I mean, just got them kissing, and you know, he looked in her eyes in the very beginning when we realized what happened, when Cammy realized what happened, what Aurora did to her. She, you know, she made her drink her blood and slit her own throat and bleed out silently. And the moment that she was supposed to do that was when he looks in your eyes and realizes he's in love with you. And I'm like, oh my God, I was screaming because he is in love with her. I mean, there's something there. And I just got a little glimpse of that as a huge Camille fan. If they would have taken that away from me, I would have been so angry.
Katie, I do agree with what you just said in terms of the being compelled to kill herself. I thought that that was a really clever part of the story, that it wasn't like Aurora came in there and slaughtered her. It was she compelled her when this moment happens. And that's why Aurora's probably been up on her high horse a little bit, because she's known that Klaus wasn't in love with her, because if he looked at her that way, she'd be dead. So I thought that was really interesting and clever of Aurora. She keeps outsmarting us.
I agree. Well, Aurora's clever.
Aurora's going to be mad because Cammy's dead. So she now knows that Klaus is in love with her.
Yeah, but yes. And we don't know where Aurora is right now. But yeah, Aurora is going to come back for vengeance. Tristan right now has been put to bed, but we're going to talk about that in a minute.
A lot of people are asking us what we feel about the link between Aurora and Cammy now, considering Aurora is the one who turned Cammy into a vampire. Therefore, if Klaus killed Aurora,
you can't.
If somebody killed Aurora's sire line, then Aurora would die and Cammy would die. That's Rebecca. They would never kill Rebecca anyway.
My question is, why wasn't Aurora in that prison with Tristan? What plans do they have for Aurora that they didn't want to imprison her at the same time?
Well, they can't imprison them together because the two of them might think of some kind of sneaky way to get out. I don't know, but...
And that would be too nice. That would be too sweet. If you put two people at the bottom of the ocean together, they want you to be alone and drown and die brutally.
Put them in... clear containers where they can see each other from a distance but can't communicate.
Yeah, that'd be better. You'd learn to sign and stuff.
Oh, I guess you could learn to communicate. Anyways, my point is they have to have a plan with Aurora. They have to be wanting to do something with her if they didn't kill her right off the bat. So, well, with the whole Cammy Klaus thing, I thought Klaus was just going to force feed her blood.
Me too. I'm really glad that he didn't, but I almost wanted him to, in the sense that I really didn't want her to make the decision. Right.
Well, it was so. We'll get to that after we talk about the war on the Strix. Let's put that to the side for 1 second, because she makes a decision towards the end. Before that decision's made, and before I get back there, we just have an all out war happen when we have the room of Vincent, Klaus, Elijah, and Freya decide that they need to get some leverage. So they decide that they're going to take Aurora, and they send Vincent over. And I thought that was a great scene.
Yeah.
Where he lifted up the truck, and it flew. And, like, it was like, you guys are powerful. Let's see it. Let's use it. And it was nice to see them using their power.
Yeah, I completely agree. So, I loved watching that.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I'd love to see Vincent be more powerful like that.
I thought he crushed it in tonight's episode.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even when he was doing the chant over the pendant, and he, like, whatever. His face was so serious. You could, like, see him grit his teeth.
I agree. Best one yet.
He did a really good job. And I love to see him like that. And I think that he, as a character, Vincent, he enjoys this dark feeling with the magic, I think. I think you can see it in his face a little bit. So that's why I think we're going to keep going dark Vincent a little bit.
I think maybe, but I will say that right now I like his character more and more every week, which is good. I think we finally found a character that Yusuf's playing that I, like, want this version to stick around more.
Yes.
Like, Finn, I was like, oh, my God, you're so bad for, like, we need you gone because you're...
Because we wanted the original.
Yeah, we want the original. But with this, I'm like, okay, wow.
Oh, yeah. He was kind of, like, not taking responsibility, wounded because of his wife, which is understandable given everything that happened, and then letting, like, this girl take over all this responsibility instead of standing up and being there himself. So it's nice to finally see him actually do that. So we have them kidnap Aurora and send for Tristan and Aya and Marcel, who show up with the whole gang. How did you think it was going to go down, Katie?
I did not think the Strix were going to win this one, but I was kind of annoyed with, I hate Aya. I just want her gone too. She frustrates me, and I hate her loyalty to Tristan, but because she's so loyal to Tristan, I was annoyed with how she backed down from him so easily. And she, or, you know.
Yeah. Well, do you think she's loyal to Tristan or power? Because the Strix feel like it's all about power.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely feel like Aya is a little witch, and by that I mean the B word, not actually a witch, because she's a vamp. But I don't like her because she doesn't actually have this loyalty. She's faked it this whole time. Tristan, Tristan, Tristan. The second she can become the first in command, she's going to take it.
Yeah, she did. She listened to Marcel. That was interesting to me. Is like, why would you listen to Marcel, someone who hasn't been your right side person the whole time? He just kind of jumped the ranks for me. And maybe it's because of his link.
She's been against Marcel, too. She's kind of seen, or she's wondered what his other motives are. I felt like she was the smartest one about what's Marcel actually doing. So
she was.
Him.
Well, I like Aya. I know you hate her. I'm not like a, you know what it is? I love all the characters that don't have any, I guess she has a little thing for Marcel, but I'm all about the storylines that aren't love storylines. I just like action for some reason. And so I'm all about Aya. I like the evilness. I like the fact that she doesn't have any loyalties and she's a part of the Strix, even though I'm not for the Strix. So I thought obviously the Strix were going to lose, but I had no idea that they were going to imprison Tristan or that they were going to, Freya was going to free Camille and Camille was going to take part in this.
It took me a minute to understand what was going on when they got him in that box.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, wait, you left the pendant in there. Don't you need it? And then I was like, oh wait, this is why you need it.
Yeah.
That was cool though.
Well, my thing was like, well, Roxy called it immediately because I said, why was Aurora helping? Like, what's going on? And Roxy was like, oh, it's got to be Cammy.
Because we saw Freya go and ask for the help. But then I questioned myself if it was Cammy because I was like, I don't think Klaus would ever let her be involved in this.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
But now that she was transitioning and was a vampire, maybe he'll be a little more loose with her and what she
because she's not as fragile.
Right.
She'll have her own thing. She'll just be weak against younger. But he can always be there for her. My thing was, I was surprised. I kept thinking, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? When Tristan walked into the box, and it was like, we were like, oh, it's not Aurora. Then it was Aurora. Then it was like, what's going to happen? So when she slipped that pendant out of the pocket and then she put it on and she transformed back into Cammy, I just loved it. I thought it was creative. I think that it's hard for these writers and these creative producers to come up with constant new ideas, especially with two different shows, so many storylines. But I thought it was a fresh new way to kind of surprise me, and I liked it.
You know what's funny? Because we never hear Katie dislike characters ever. Katie dislikes Aya. The entire chat now dislikes Aya. They're like, yeah, Katie, we hate Aya too. Yeah.
It's because Katie, literally, she has this pool, and that's why we all love her. Like, you know, everybody loves Katie, and everyone agrees with her. And, I mean, I love you too, Katie. We love you.
I love you guys.
Oh, my God. No, I love how much support you always get. It's so nice to see.
Everyone is against Aya.
Everyone's against, of course, and it's the character that I like. Well, I like you guys even though you don't like Aya. Okay, Aya would grow on me if she killed Marcel. I agree. Marcel can die, I guess, if it will get Aya up on people's charts. Okay, so we got Tristan in the box, and I really liked what Haley had to say to him.
Loved that moment.
Right? It was
like,
really good.
Remember my face.
Because it's the last you'll ever see.
So good.
I felt that torture and that pain that Tristan's going to feel like you're it's torture.
It
you're
was going, suffocation.
Yeah, it is suffocating. You're right. Yeah. It felt like claustrophobic.
But here's the thing. I am glad he's going to suffer because I don't like him. I think he's crazy. But at the same time, you should just kill him because that's just going to bite you, you know, in the butt later on.
It's interesting why they don't kill him.
To kill Tristan?
Yeah.
Well, do you guys think they're trying... Well, okay. We can't go into it right now, but is there somebody that's down the sire line of Tristan, though, that they're protecting?
Yeah, but killing Tristan wouldn't kill the sire line. It's only the originals.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right. I apologize for saying that because I was wrong. Yeah, kill Tristan.
I mean, unless what they were doing... Because remember, we thought that they were trying to disconnect themselves from the sire lines? Like, that's what...
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know, but I wouldn't have mind. I would have rather them kill Tristan, but I think it was a good decision because making him suffer and that torture and that suffocation, I think is a worse... it's a worse consequence than just killing him straight out. So I think it was a good decision. I felt your pain, Tristan, even though you deserve every bit of it. And so we got him in the box. We don't know where Aurora is. We think that he might have been taken by Lucien, or she might have been taken by Lucien. I love Freya's whole thing in this family. I just like the way everything's shaking down right now. I like that the family's united. I like, you know, they're not petty with each other at the moment. Mm. So we get Haley's return, and then the episode's closing out with Cammy and Vincent. And then Cammy just feeds this half-hearted line about, you know, maybe if I'm around, I can do some good.
Yeah, he said that. I don't know. This world is better with you in it, for sure. It was so strange. I guess they have developed this friendship, so I liked that she called him. But I almost like Cammy and Vincent together, like romantically.
Yeah, I would rather have Cammy and Vincent together, I think, romantically. Yeah,
he gave her the choice, but he gave her advice. And I think that, yes, that's friendship, but if they could be attracted to each other, I think it could be more.
I agree.
I think they're friends.
Katie's made the final decision. Now, you guys, they're friends. They're friends. I think they're friends for now, and I think they're friends to stay. They have developed this weird little twisted, tormented bond from people who've experienced the traumatizing environment of living in New Orleans. But I just don't think it was good enough, Cammy. I don't think it was good enough. I don't think your reason was good enough. You were so convicted. You were so positive about why you didn't want to become a vampire, and then you kind of half-heartedly mumbled over how much you enjoyed the power and how you could do good. I just wanted to see more of a struggle. Like, if you're going to accept that, or if you're going to decide that, like, I want to believe that this is the best option and the best choice.
Well, maybe what was honestly going on in her head, she was freaking out. You know, she didn't, she never wanted to be a vampire, and now that she's in transition, I think all of her emotions are all over the place because she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't want this, and she knows she doesn't want this. She's always never wanted this, so she has to say it. She has to say it. I don't want this. I don't want this. I never wanted this. I'm going to die. But deep down, she does feel like, I don't want to die. I'm, you know, who wants to die? So, and she obviously just had this, some next step happen in the whole Klaus and Cammy storyline. So she's has some feelings for him, and that she doesn't want to let that go either. So I think she's maybe having some kind of a conflict in her own head about it. And that's why she just, in the end, at the very end of the day, she's like, I don't want to die. I know that I never wanted to be a vampire, but I'm not ready yet. So maybe I could use this. She's trying to spin it in a good way because that's who Cammy is.
You know what, Katie? This is exactly why we needed you to call in and why we need you on the panel. Because if you weren't on the panel and you didn't call in, this after show would have been 5 minutes and me and Roxy would have been like, Jackson died. Sorry about it. Cammy's a vampire. We wanted her to die. That's it. But we really need your opinion because what you're saying is true and I understand it. And you bring to light, you know, the inner struggle that she probably is going through.
The chat
which is why she did it.
To say about it too. Flower Girl 444 says, Cammy reason was that she was running out of time and it's survivor instinct. So she was clinging to that, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Emma That's Frost 45 says she was dying. She wasn't clearly thinking straight. That's true. Like, she probably had a really bad headache. She's got this lust for blood. She's like, maybe I'll just do it. Like, I guess I'll just be a vampire.
Like, twitch, twitch. Either that or die.
Everybody else says, praise Katie, preach Captain Katie for president.
Katie, like, seriously, you have the most supportive anybody I've ever seen. Captain Katie, I love it. Okay, well.
Oh.
You know, they they seem to support that, and they love Camille, and we're going to see a lot more of her, we're going to see her character, and what we saw from her, honestly, you know, and I know you guys said differently, but, like, when I saw that side eye, I just laughed so hard, because I just feel like, and I said this before the show started, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but I felt like she was playing what the other vampires act like when they're vampires instead of being her own version of a vampire. And that bothered me.
I just don't... It's hard for me to separate the performance, the writing, the storyline, the direction. Like,
no,
I don't...
You don't know where it's coming from.
It didn't work for me. I know that.
Yes, I agree. It didn't work for me.
It didn't work. I've got to think that somebody is there telling her, like, be a brooding vampire.
Like, oh, yeah. And it's just, like, someone directed those choices.
Yeah, and just for me, uh-uh.
I agree. You know what? That could have been it, is the direction of someone say, be like this, and that's what they're telling everybody else. And it's just like, I wanted to see, like, complexity, like, depth of the character instead of, because people are saying hashtag Ripper Cammy and Ripper Cammy, and that's what it came off as, emotionless. And I didn't see her flip that switch.
Mr. Goku.
Mr.
Goku 2012 says, are we supposed to be intimidated by Cammy now? That's exactly how I feel. I don't know. Katie, what were you saying?
I was going to say, I think it's not necessarily like Ripper Cammy and that she turned off a switch, but she doesn't as you know, we've seen with a lot of characters through Vampire Diaries and the originals, when somebody turns, they don't really know how to control it, and she's just going to have this lust, you know, for the blood. And I think she's going to be a little crazy, but I don't think she's going to have her switch turned.
I would hope not, because the whole point that she chose the transition was to be good and do good. But, you know, you can't control those impulses as a vampire. You're new. You don't know what's going on. So, you know what? We'll give her probation. That's what it is. She's sentenced to probation, and we'll see how she behaves as a vampire, because I don't know what to do with her.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, she's like, it's like when Caroline was just Ripper Caroline with her, like, Britney Spears hair.
Well,
she's an imitation girl.
I didn't even see it, but if you said Britney Spears here, I'm pretty sure it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it kind of was.
So, so we've got Tristan locked in a box. We've got Aurora, you know, allegedly taken away by Lucien. We've got Jackson dead, Haley heartbroken, Elijah probably secretly happy that he's got his in now. We've got Klaus, you know, he's probably happy that Camille's made the choice to become a vampire. We have Vincent as regent. We don't know where Davina is. We don't know where the revenge on Davina, if that's coming. And so that's kind of where our story sits now. What do you see happening for the tail end of the season?
For predictions?
Should we throw into predictions, Katie?
We should
throw into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, so there's been a lot of talk. This has nothing to do with anything that took place in tonight's episode. This is just the storyline that I'm most interested in.
I'm intrigued.
So there's been a lot of talk about Cole coming back. Davina has nobody now. It's the time for her to bring Cole back. Colvina. It's Colvina. All I want. And, by the way, everybody in the chat is talking about it. Colvina. If we get Colvina, maybe I can just stop talking about Claroline. Like, I hang on to these forever, I need Colvina.
You're like, you need a new puppy.
Yeah.
You need a new puppy to love.
Who dislikes Colvina? Nobody. Bring Cole back.
Nobody. I liked Cole.
I need that.
So you're predicting we're going to get Colvina.
Yeah, we're going to get Colvina. And then the other thing that everybody in the chat was talking about tonight was, who the beep is watching Hope?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe Jackson's mom though.
Well, now maybe Jackson's grandma's mom's gonna be like
grandma.
Jackson's grandma's gonna be like, this isn't even, my kid's not even alive. You're not even married anymore. I'm not watching your freaking kid.
If I was Jackson's grandma, I'd be fly by night, take my grandchild, and never see Haley again. Look at what happens. People die around the originals, which is pretty much the theme of the entire freaking series. But anyways, any other predictions, Roxy? Before I move to Katie,
This bad girl Cammy thing, it's not going to last forever. She's going to settle out.
So we've got the heck is Hope? This bad girl Cammy's not going to last, and Colvina's coming back. What about you, Katie?
I think that Cammy's going to be a little crazy for a little bit, and I don't think that's going to last. I agree with Roxy. I think she's going to blossom into a character that we're going to love even more. I'm going to love her even more, but I think the Klaus and Cammy thing, it'll find its way again, but it's going to be put on hold for a little bit because Klaus is going to be like, you're not the same Cammy. And you know, she's just going to be focused on blood, and we're going to have more hurdles, but I think eventually it'll find its way again. And I think that Haley's going to mourn Jackson for a little bit, but maybe a long time in the future, we're going to get some more Elijah scenes, and she's, you know, going to find comfort in him, but we all need to have her mourn Jackson a little bit more. I think, you know, you guys touched on that earlier about there wasn't enough of mourning him. I think we're going to get that in future episodes. But I do think that Aya's going to be crazy strong, and she's going to come with her own plans with the Strix. And as far as Lucien and Aurora, I feel like they're going to get together, and she's going to maybe just be with him to try to make Klaus jealous. And I don't know. I've never trusted Lucien, and I'm scared of the two of them teaming up.
The other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about was that you guys know the crossover, the Vampire Diaries original crossover, is coming. It was reported while we were on break, and Julie Plec came out and spoke about it, and she said, she was talking about Stefan and Klaus and that they're supposedly going to bond over this crossover. She said, Stefan's now with Caroline and Klaus has already gone through everything with Cammy. They have a surprisingly civil and honest conversation about love, what it means that and the sacrifices that you have to make in the name of it. The last thing I want to do is watch Stefan and Klaus bond and not see Klaus fight for Caroline. I'll be, ugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to see Stefan and Klaus bond. Ugh. I just don't have that. I don't have that connection with Caroline like you do. But that's really interesting. I'm really excited to see that crossover. Katie, I agreed with a lot of your predictions, mostly just because they were reasonable and you're really logical. I can't say that I think they're going to happen, but I do agree with them.
Don't compliment her anymore. Yeah,
I'm
with you.
When I don't, though, I get torn down if I disagree.
No,
I'm just not by you guys. No, I love Katie, and I'll disagree if I feel like it. But what I think is, for my predictions, I think Camille is actually, you know, I think she's going to be this little bit of a ripper. I'm not going to like her, but I think she can take a turn for the better if she decides to be her own vampire, which I'm totally down for. I want Vincent to become a powerful regent. I don't know what the heck Hope is. What's my thing is, why was Hope so powerful?
I don't know.
She was like, she's so powerful. She stopped this fire. She just does all these things. We don't know where she is. We've got too many loose ends now. We've got way too many loose ends. We've got what are you owing about?
Because remember the prophecy, you know, it all came true. But what about the beast aspect of it? Who's the beast?
Yeah,
you
know, we don't know.
I know we've talked about this. Like, it could be Hope. It could be, you know, but
the monster.
Yeah.
One, and also, we're still looking for foe, friend, foe, family. We got a lot.
We got a lot. Well, I just think...
we have that.
It's way too hard to know or predict what's going on, because I don't know if the prophecy has been dead. I don't know if we're still looking for the beast. I don't know if we put those to bed. We've got a million different loose ends.
All my eggs are in Colvina right now.
All your eggs. So all your eggs are in Colvina. All my eggs are in Rebecca. And all eggs are... we're all screwed.
Yeah.
We're all screwed. We're all hoping for things that we're not really seeing signs of. But so far, I think that it was a good episode. It led us down the road, and there should be some more clarity next week. So for me, that is all I have for predictions, and I'm really excited for next week.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Katie, I'm so glad that you got to call in.
Yes, thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.
We need your energy, and it really helped.
Oh, my God. I miss you guys, and thank you for having me, because I needed to definitely talk about this.
So we love you. We'll see you soon.
We love you.
Okay, bye. I love you guys.
Bye.
And we love all of you guys at home and everybody that tuned in for the chat. It was amazing.
She forgot to say that you guys can find her at Katie Campbell. Katie with 3 E's Campbell. And she has a weekly vlog.
She does. She has a weekly organizing vlog, and it's amazing because she's amazing at organizing. So make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
You can find me, Donald Romaine, on Instagram at Donald Romaine or Twitter at Tigris Obs.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Make sure you subscribe, comment, 5 stars, thumbs up, hashtag us, tweet at us, and thank you so much for turning into AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.